Come on. Follow me. Please. Pretty please with sugar on top. Oh, thanks. I couldn't hear myself think out there. No, of course I'm having a good time. Your friends can actually throw a decent party, especially when we're here to compensate for their crushing lack of coolness. Please, we are too cool. There is condensation just dripping off us out there. People were resting their beers on us to keep them chilled. Okay, I really do like your friends. And some of the girls here are... Well, I think you noticed too. Oh, what face am I making? Plotting? How dare you besmirch my motives? Although, I did just drag you into the lounge room, away from the party, far out of earshot. No witnesses. No, I really just want to talk. I promise I won't touch you at all. It's just, you can't hide anything from me. I saw you looking at that girl. You know the one. The one with the short, cropped hair and the ass that screams, I do squats. She was wearing those leather pants straight out of the 90s. Yeah, you definitely noticed how tight those were. I could see the little twitches of your jaw every time she bent over, thrusting out that toned, leather-painted ass, flicking back her hair when she smiled at you. She knew. I knew. No, it's okay. I'm not jealous. I know that you know who you belong to. I actually like to see you lusting over women you can't have. Getting twitchy in those tight jeans of yours. Trying to sneak glances without getting caught or feeling guilty. Almost squirming. You know how I like watching you squirm. She noticed you too, you know. Talking to your friends, but looking over to size you up. I like seeing that too. Showing you off. Making that little girl bite her lip and bend over just a little further than she normally would. Because she thinks you'll notice. And looking at your cock tanting those jeans. Oh, you noticed. No, I'm really not jealous. I want you squirming. In fact, I want you to stroke your cock. Yeah, right here in the lounge room. It'll be a while before someone comes looking for us, and I want you to jerk your cock so it's nice and hard for me. Sweetheart, I'm not asking. Oh, and that's what I like to see. Unzipping, getting ready. Your cock is so pretty when you're all worked up. All that blood rushing in, but not quite lifting it up yet. Jerk yourself. Get it hard. That's right. Good boy. Get your fist nice and tight around the shaft. This isn't about teasing you. Not asking for endurance. You've squirmed plenty tonight, and I want you to come. Yes, silly. Did I stutter? I want you to come right here, jerking yourself off for me, without me laying a finger on you. I promise not to touch you, remember? Yes, in the lounge room. Not the bathroom or bedroom, no doors we could close. We're alone for now, but at any moment, someone from the party could walk in and see us. See me, fully dressed, just grinning at you. And you, with muscles all tense, standing here at attention, pumping your cock like a horny teenager. I love to watch you do that. You're like a toy that can play with itself. Hold it. Stop. Just squeeze the bass for a few seconds. Harder. There we go. A thick, shiny drop of pre-cum. I'm going to get up and walk over to you and reach out. Hold very still. I'm not going to touch you, but if I just place my finger against that drop, stroking right against the slit of your cock, it's practically throbbing with how hard you're squeezing it. And stealing that precious drop. You taste needy, sweetheart. Are you feeling teased? You can start stroking again, I suppose. So eager. You're gonna give yourself friction burns. Here. Let me help you out with that, without touching. That feels better, doesn't it? It sounds lovely, too. You're putting on a great show for me, sweetie. A better show than that girl out there put on for you, even. I was watching her, too, you know. That full round ass curving down into muscular thighs. I wonder how she'd react to you reaching over and slapping her right on that ass. I wonder if she'd like it if I spanked it myself. If I used my crop or paddle and turned it bright red, making her cry and scream while you fucked her from the front. I saw your cock twitch. I know you, sweetheart. Everything you feel, every thought you have. And I love hearing you grunt as you fuck your hand, wishing it was my pussy. That's the thing about leather pants. Tight as they are, they're all about looking good. Skirts are fucking good, in that they're practical. You can raise them up, revealing the top of my thigh highs. Higher so easily to show off the smooth skin of my thighs. I can just keep lifting until my good boy is looking at my lacy panties. And the dark spots spreading at their front. Yes, you're turning me on, sweetheart. You look so yummy. Sweating and straining in front of me. Oh, you want to come. You need to come. You're going to come. The question is, where? In my panties? Creative. I could lift up my skirt and stand right in front of you, pulling my panties out with the other hand. And you could pant and grunt right on top of me as you jerked yourself off into the lace, straining not to touch me. And we'd go back outside, and for the rest of the night I'd feel your warm cum cooling against my pussy, drying in my panties. But maybe.
Maybe you just want to come. To forget about aim. To close your eyes and open your mouth and moan for me. Let me hear you. Good boy. Maybe you're just going to spurt and shoot in the middle of the room for anyone to see. And I'll be on my knees in front of you, moving to catch it all on my face. Ropes of your thick seed shooting out and covering me, marking me. Because it's mine. Your cum is mine, like your cock is mine. Are you getting close? Get closer. Hold yourself at the edge. You're such a good boy. And I'd wipe it onto my fingers and suck them clean. Wipe and push that creamy load off my cheeks and between my lips. And I'd walk out there with a big mouthful of your cum on my tongue. We'd go right over to that sexy short-haired girl until we were face to face, my arm wrapped around you. And I'd swallow. I'd swallow loudly. So you and she could hear me swallow your delicious fucking cum.
Come. Come for me, sweetheart. Be a good boy and come all over my face. That's right. Shoot it all out. Just let it all go. Give me your cum. Give it to me. That's right. Oh, sweetheart, you came so much. Anyone would think I've been teasing you. Fuck, I love that taste. Oh, crap. You got some in my hair. It's always such a pain to get out. Here, give me the corner of your shirt. Yes, I should hope you are sorry. Maybe you're not sorry yet, though. Maybe I need to think up a creative punishment for later tonight. Would you like that? You know me so well. But not quite as well as I know you. Yeah, I think we're way past touching. Now, how do I look? Like a cum-soaked whore who desperately wants to ride your face until she cums herself? Flatterer. But that can wait until later. Right now, I'm a little curious. This girl who's been flirting with you, she's been looking at you all night, sneaking glances. How observant is she, really? I mean, if we go up and talk to her, do you think she'll be able to tell that the crotch of your jeans is stained with my spit and your shirt with cum? Do you think she'll see or smell anything in my face or hair? And if she does, well, she likes you, so she's at least somewhat interesting to me. It's always nice to meet someone else who can make you squirm.